a strike on the Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense. The bomber was on a bicycle, and he hit the main gate of the ministry. It's a diplomatic and crowded area. NATO headquarters, President Karzai's palace, and the US embassy are all nearby. So the bomber managed to slip through several checkpoints.
There were not a lot of military personnel. It was mostly civilians who were there, and they have been hit hard.
The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the explosion. They continue to attack high-profile targets in this country. The violence also came as the US Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel was in a meeting at a NATO facility here in Kabul. Hagel was not heard, though. He's here to assess the situation and talk to President Karzai about the future of US military involvement beyond 2014 deadline.
That the military situation, the conflict situation, strictly speaking, is very much linked to political developments. And I think that the most necessary steps on the part of the Afghan government are, of course, making sure that next year's elections and every political development or settlement that will come out of it are comprehensive and don't bring disunity among the Afghans.
Afghan forces are now on high alert. They have been warned against more such impending attacks on heavily guarded NATO bases and government compounds. Meanwhile, another terror attack on a police checkpoint has killed and injured several Afghan policemen and civilians in Khust province, southeast of Kabul. Children were also among the victims. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.